Chairs No Waiting, episode number 161. Listener Feedback, episode number 18. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some great Mayberry things. You'll be able to find artwork. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that. All kinds of cool gifts, collectibles, books, board games. Wow. They have all kinds of Mayberry things. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 161, is Jerry Wilson. Jerry, hey, I want to thank you for your support of Two Chairs No Waiting and helping bring the podcast to all the folks out there who enjoy listening. I want to thank you and all the others who have donated in the past just for helping keep things going, because it is not free for me to do the podcast. Folks, it's great to have you with me. We're here again, and wow, it's time for some listener feedback. We hadn't had any of that in about 5 weeks, so we've got a good bit of feedback from you folks that have either written in, or we had at least one call in. And, you know, we've talked about in the last few weeks since the last episode of feedback, we've talked about Mayberry Days, Jack Dotson, the Ghost and Mr. Chicken, of course, and, of course, about this podcast as well, Two Chairs No Waiting. By the way, if you don't know, and this is your first episode, my name is Alan Newsome, and I'm your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and I really am glad to have you here with us. And as I said, it's listener feedback from listeners just like you. So let's get to hearing from them. The first up, our executive producer happened to have written in. And so this is Jerry Wilson. I found out here. He submitted this back on the 28th of September. He wrote in and said, "Hello, Alan. Sent a note to you last week, but I'm not sure you received it. So I'm sending another one just to be on the safe side." "My name's Jerry Wilson from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I came upon your Two Chairs No Waiting podcast shows about 3 weeks ago. Thank you for all the hard work you put into those shows, putting them together. They're very entertaining." Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that. "I listen to them while my wife and I are on our 1 mile walk every other night. I've been a fan of the Andy Griffith Show for many, many years. I usually watch at least two a day. Two episodes a day. Sometimes I just like to have it on in the background." Me too. That's me. I love that. "It reminds me of my younger days hearing the Fishing Hole song. I just finished podcast number 68. And remember, he only found out about the podcast 3 weeks ago, so he's already up to number 68. It was the Gunsmoke episode, Howard McNear Remembered Part 1, episode number 68. And looking forward to all the other shows. I have been to Mount Airy, but not for Mayberry Days. I would love to do that someday. Just wanted to say thanks again for all you do, and I'm glad I found you. You have a Mayberry friend in South Florida, Jerry." Well, Jerry, hey, I appreciate that. Now, remember, that was on September the 28th is when he had written this, or when I got it anyway. And this is Jerry talking about going to Mayberry Day. So he called in. So let's actually hear from Jerry. Let's hear him.
Yeah, hi, Alan. Jerry Wilson here in Fort Lauderdale. I go by the name of Fly Jer. Was on a couple of weeks ago. I drove from Florida to Texas to see my daughter, listening to your shows on my little iPod. My earbuds started to hurt about 2 hours into the trip. Took them out and plugged you into the dashboard so everybody could hear. So now your glorious voice was being reverberated all through our car. My other daughter and my wife started listening and got hooked, so we listened to you all the way out and back without the earbuds at all. So they were hooked on your shows as well as me. Love the Andy Griffith Show. Love what you're doing. Enjoy it all the time. Just listen to the Howard Sprague one here. Here on Tuesday night. I couldn't be here last night to listen to you live. I had one comment I wanted to share with you, though, and I'll try to keep it short, is the one of the Mayberry Band. Right at the end, when Barney crashes the cymbals and Mayor Stoner wants to give the little goodbye speech, and the back end of the bus is just out of the shot to the left side of the screen, And all those guys pile in that thing, and then when they leave, that bus, the end of the bus is right there, and I just laugh my head off at how short that bus is, that all those guys are in there. I mean, somebody has to be sitting on somebody's lap in that thing, and it just looks about the size of a station wagon. I just can't believe that there's a bus company that would actually make a bus that short, or maybe Desi Lou had that thing built special just for that to be funny. I don't know. But I always thought that was kind of funny. Part of the show right at the end when they start playing bad again and leaving Mayberry. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that to your attention. If anybody else out there thinks that's as funny as me, because every time I see that thing pull away, I just laugh at that as well as the sound of the band. Anyway, I have more I could talk about. I'll save it for another time. Again, just enjoy what you and your wife do there for the rest of us. Keep it up, and I'll be listening and jumping in on the chat room. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Man, that is great. Now, the music, obviously, we all know what the music is because I play it every week on the podcast. That's the music the Mayberry Band was playing as the bus was driving off. Of course, it sounded a lot worse than that because that's the good band right there. But, yeah, it was a little short bus, and it was I have seen those. They do make them, and I have seen some little short buses like that running around. So it is funny. It's always funny to see it, though, because you don't see those very often. I grew up, you know, they had the regular size big, long buses. But I have seen those little buses for, you know, I guess it's for special trips and stuff. They have those smaller buses for a group. So, but Jerry, I want to thank you for writing and calling in. I really do appreciate that. It's fun to hear from you folks. I'd love to hear from all of you. So if you'd give me a call at 888-684-8415, I'd love to hear your voice. It's always fun to hear feedback from you. People have to listen to me every episode. So I'm sure they would enjoy getting to hear you as well. So next up, let's hear from Joe Gritton. Joe Gritton had written in talking about the Jack Dodson episode, number 158. He said, Alan, I really enjoyed the episode on Jack Dodson, although they're all good, is what he said. I distinctly remember him on Happy Days. And one joke in particular he told as Ralph Mouth's father, the optometrist. He said, quote, I once fell into a lens grinding machine and made a spectacle of myself. Joe said, I'm sure that's a recycled joke, like we see so often on the Digest, but that was one of the first times I ever heard it. And coming from him, it was hilarious. This is from Joe Gritton, the untrained voice. Yeah, that's a good one. And actually, I think I just got me a new Floyd joke. So when I'm Floyd, you are bound to hear that. And he fell. Yeah, knew a guy the other day. He was an optometrist. Fell in the lens grinding machine. Yeah, he made a spectacle of himself. Yeah, that sounds like something I can do as Floyd. So thanks, Joe, for writing in. We also got another email or comment here from Larry Granger. Larry is going to go on the Mayberry Cruise next week with me, I do believe. I found out about, so I'm looking forward to getting to meet him. He wrote this in back in October of 2011, depending on when you're listening to this, but it's 2011 that we're talking about. He said, Alan, I don't know if this would be a good topic for a podcast, but I had someone ask me this question the other day. Do you or Paul Mulick or someone know the real answer? Now, I don't know the answer to this question exactly. It seems like I may have heard it before, but I'm asking it, hoping that some of the listeners, you'll be able to call in, write in something and let us know. The question is, why on the Andy Griffith Show does Barney call Andy Ange? That's his question. Now, I know that Don Knotts called Andy Ange. It's just like a nickname. He did that. But I don't know why he did it, other than it was just a nickname that Don had for Andy. So that may be the reason. I'm not sure. But I know on Matlock, Don's character on there, Les, called Ben Matlock Binge. So it may have just been something that Don Knotts did, using people's names and just changing them from Andy to Ange and Ben to Binge. And stuff like that. He may have done that. So I don't know the answer, but if anybody knows a for sure answer on that, love to hear from you. 888-684-8415. Or in this case, you could drop me an email at floyd@imayberry.com if you know the answer, or if you got a link to somewhere that has the answer. It'd be good to hear. All right, next up is Janet Anderson. She writes in referring to episode number 158 about Jack Dodson. She says, I enjoyed learning more about Jack Dodson in the podcast. I went to the Facebook page to view his pictures better. So if you hadn't done that, there's often pictures on the Facebook page at facebook.com/twochairs of what I talk about during the episodes. And so you can go and see those. But she went there and looked at it, and she says, the photo of Jack in a T-shirt shows that he was pretty thin in the Army days. Reminds me of the episode where Barney visits a new doctor in town and sits in his T-shirt to be examined. Well, okay, Jack wasn't as thin as Don Knotts, but not many people are. In one of the photos of Jack is from the Happy Days episode, she says, it appears as though he didn't have his mustache. Is that correct? Or perhaps it had turned so gray I just couldn't see it and kind of blended in. I thought it was interesting that he had his mustache as far back as the 50s in the Army photos. So I'm assuming that he had it most of his adult life. It's good. I not really thought about it, but I've had mine, actually. I have a mustache, and I've had it most of my life from about, I don't know, ninth grade. I've always had one. But Janet, that's great. I appreciate you writing in about that. I didn't even notice that Mr. Dodson didn't seem to have his mustache in the Happy Days photo. But I looked at it, and you're right. It doesn't seem that he has it. So good eye and great job. Now, Janet also made comments about episode number 159, The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. So let me read these to you. Janet said, I really enjoyed the podcast on The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. I look forward to the continuation next week, which was in episode 160. If you hadn't heard it, you can go hear it. It's one of my favorite movies. Lots of fun. All the Andy Griffith Show connections just make it even better. I have the Reluctant Hero package, which is what I was playing the video from, the Don Knotts Reluctant Hero DVD set. And it's good, she says. Though I agree with you about the Love God, because I'd mentioned the Love God's kind of a different. Because of the Hugh Hefner type theme, I won't even let my daughter, who's 12, watch it. That's what Janet says. But the others are all fun movies and appropriate for the whole family. About the house used in the film, it's interesting how the same house can project completely different atmosphere as a result of how it's lit and how the set is constructed and dressed. I guess it's what you could call the actor of the house. Of course, she's referring to Andy talking to Opie about, you know, one time he talks like us, another time he has a different accent. Well, that's the actor of the man. So that's what she's referring to. Janet, again, I really appreciate you writing in. And we got Cheryl McBride. She wrote in about the Ghost of Mr. Chicken episodes 159 and 160. She said, thank you so much for the podcast on the Ghost of Mr. Chicken. It's my favorite movie of all time. I agree with Janet. It's a family-oriented movie with a lot of Andy Griffith Show alumni and spooky fun. I think that the music that Vic Mizzy wrote really set the mood, too. I didn't realize how many Mayberry connections were involved until you pointed them out. So I guess that's what makes that movie so special. So Cheryl, thanks for writing in, taking time to leave a comment there on the website. We got one final comment, and this is from Danny O'Brien, again talking about The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. The Ghost of Mr. Chicken is my favorite Don Knotts movie. He's Barney Fife to the core in the character of Luther Haig. And we have the movie on DVD and watch it every Halloween, which is also my birthday, he said, Danny. So happy birthday. We missed it, Danny, but happy birthday a couple of weeks ago, or a week ago, actually, as I record this, was Halloween. He goes on to say, our local old restored movie theater also normally shows The Ghost of Mr. Chicken sometime during October each year. And it's nice to get to watch it again on a big screen where I saw it for the first time as a child. I bet that would be great, getting to watch it on the big screen with other people in the room laughing and cutting up about it. That would be absolutely wonderful. So, Danny, thank you so much for writing in. I really do appreciate it. And wow, that was I enjoyed so much those episodes about The Ghost of Mr. Chicken, and I got a lot of feedback from you. If you go to the facebook.com/twochairs website, there are a lot of comments on the pictures as well. I posted a lot of photographs, a lot of screen captures, things like that, with comments that I'd made about the Mayberry connections of the person in the picture to the Andy Griffith Show. And so if you have time, drop by over there. You can look through there. You can make comments in there as well. Probably won't read those on the podcast, but definitely you'll be able to connect with other fans of the podcast and of the Andy Griffith Show. It's a great way to do that. I want to encourage you to try to do that, because the folks that are in the chat room right now, let's see how many we have right now in the chat room. We got 16. Last week we had about 20 that were in the chat room. It's just a fun time. People get to go in there and they visit and have fun. And really, isn't that kind of like sitting out on the front porch of the Taylor's home and visiting with each other? I believe it is. And I think that's really what this is all about. Relationships, the Andy Griffith Show, family. You know, it just gives us a key together, the Andy Griffith Show, something that draws us together. And I think if we can just nourish that, and you're going to meet some really great folks. So definitely head over to the facebook.com/twochairs site or to the twochairsnowaiting.com website and start just trying to join in on the conversation. It's there's a lot of things there, a lot of people there that have commented and made just connections with one another. And I don't want you to miss out on that. I think you'll enjoy it. And I definitely do. I enjoy getting to meet everybody. And next week, I'll be going on the Mayberry Cruise. So next week, we'll still have a podcast, though. It'll be coming out, so be looking for it next on Tuesday night, just like always, right after that doctor show on TV that Barney and Thelma Lou like to watch. And we'll get things going. So, well, folks, that's all I have for you tonight. And so I want to encourage you again to drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave me a comment. You can leave comments on any of the shows there, and I'll see it. Or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com or give me a call at 888-684-8415. Love to hear from you. It's great. And if you have a chance, you can drop by the Facebook, twochairsnowaiting.com website and check out the link for Audible. Audible is a leading provider of online books, audiobooks. So if you enjoy listening to the podcast, you may enjoy listening to books on tape as well, or books that you can download and listen to. If you do, it'll help support the show if you go through there and sign up that way. So, all right, folks, hope you had a good time. We'll see you next week. Bye.